SoCal could see Northridge-size earthquake in next 30 years, expert. Scientists studying earthquake fault zones in the Los Angeles and Orange County region said there's a possibility for the area to experience a tremor comparable to the destructive 1994 Northridge earthquake in the next 30 years. Southern California was too far away to be affected by recent earthquake activity in Mexico's Michoacán area September 19 and 20, but there is a good chance for destructive quakes in the region, Morgan Page, a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Pasadena, CALIF, told the Epoch Times. We estimate the chance of a Northridge-sized event or bigger in L.A. in the next 30 years is about 60%, Page said. The magnitude 6.7 Northridge earthquake struck on January 17, 1994, Martin Luther King Day, and was one of the state's most destructive and costliest. 57 people died as a result of the disaster, nearly 9,000 were hurt, and structural damage was estimated at up to $50 billion. In the latest study of seismic threats in Los Angeles, researchers at Harvard University concluded the Palos Verde fault zone that extends across southwestern Los Angeles and into Orange County could produce an earthquake measuring up to a magnitude of 7.8. Page agreed with the findings, saying although the fault is segmented, it's a long structure and could potentially link up to make larger quakes. Earthquakes are measured exponentially, meaning a quake in the Palos Verde fault zone could potentially be 45 times stronger, or more, than the Northridge quake. However, some researchers expect this kind of larger quake to occur in 700 to 1,100 years. Luckily for us, the larger the earthquake, the less likely it is, Page said. The Palos Verde fault zone is mostly located offshore, which lessens the potential for severe damage to structures, she said. Southern California has not had many notable earthquakes in the past couple of decades. Before that, the Northridge Tremor was part of a cluster of quakes to shake the region in the 1990s. Earthquakes struck Joshua Tree, Landers, Big Bear in 1992, causing millions of dollars in damage. We're lucky that at least in the Los Angeles area, there haven't been as many earthquakes in the last couple of decades, which is good news because earthquakes tend to cluster up in space and in time, Page said. When you have a period without earthquakes, it means the next period is more likely to be quiet.